Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Lincoln on Leadership Executive Strategies for Tough Times is a leadership book by Donald T. Phillips that uses Abraham Lincoln's presidency as a practical case study in executive decision-making, character, and communication. Rather than offering abstract theory, the book extracts lessons from Lincoln's conduct during the Civil War and translates them into guidance for managers, executives, and other leaders facing uncertainty. Its central purpose is to show how leadership grounded in integrity, empathy, disciplined judgment, and action can help an organization endure pressure and conflict. The book is positioned at the intersection of history, business strategy, and leadership development, and it is known for presenting Lincoln not as a distant political icon, but as a working model of effective leadership under extreme strain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Lincoln's character is presented as the foundation of effective leadership. A core claim of the book is that Lincoln's leadership worked because it rested on character before technique. Phillips emphasizes honesty, integrity, discipline, and moral courage as the traits that made Lincoln credible in moments when the nation was under severe stress. This matters because the book treats leadership not as a set of clever tactics, but as a trust relationship. If followers believe a leader is evasive, inconsistent, or self-protective, communication and execution break down. Lincoln is therefore used as an example of a leader who made unpopular decisions without abandoning principle, which gave his authority durability even when it was challenged. The practical implication is that executives cannot separate results from ethics. The book argues that long-term effectiveness depends on the visible alignment between values and behavior. In that sense, character is not a background quality in the book, but the organizing condition for every other leadership skill it discusses. Secondly, direct contact with people is treated as a leadership advantage, not a distraction. Phillips gives unusual importance to Lincoln's habit of staying close to people at every level of the organization, often described through the idea of management by wandering around. The point is not simply that Lincoln was sociable, but that he used informal contact to gather better information, detect problems early, and build trust across status lines. This approach contrasts with a leadership style that relies only on reports, hierarchy, or filtered messages from subordinates. By moving through the organization and listening carefully, Lincoln reduced the distance between decision-makers and those affected by decisions. The book presents this as a practical method for improving judgment in complex situations, because leaders who hear multiple perspectives are less likely to act on incomplete information. It also shows that presence matters. People are more willing to speak honestly when the leader appears accessible and attentive. The broader lesson is that leadership quality depends partly on the quality of the leader's information network, and that network is strengthened by direct human contact. Thirdly, decentralized decision-making and the team of rivals model sharpened judgment. Another important theme is Lincoln's willingness to surround himself with capable people who did not always agree with him. The book highlights his cabinet as an example of leadership through inclusion, rather than personal dominance. By drawing on strong and sometimes competing viewpoints, Lincoln improved the quality of decisions in a period when the cost of error was extremely high. Phillips treats this as a disciplined use of disagreement, not as indecision. Lincoln listened broadly, weighed evidence, and then acted without needing every voice to align perfectly. That balance is central to the book's executive logic. Strong leaders do not need to eliminate tension, but they do need to channel it into better choices. The book also stresses that Lincoln did not issue orders in a purely authoritarian way. He often used suggestions, implication, or indirect guidance, which preserved cooperation and allowed others to take ownership. This makes the leadership model less about command and control, and more about influence, trust, and intelligent delegation. The result is a picture of leadership that uses pluralism to strengthen action rather than weaken it. Fourthly, communication is shown as persuasion, listening, and careful restraint. Phillips devotes significant attention to Lincoln's communication style, especially his ability to persuade without unnecessary force. The book argues that Lincoln was effective because he understood how to speak in ways people could absorb, remember, and act on. Storytelling is important here, but it is only one part of a larger communication discipline that also includes listening, timing, and silence. Lincoln is portrayed as someone who knew that saying less could sometimes prevent confusion or conflict, and that measured language could be more effective than direct confrontation. This makes communication in the book a strategic tool rather than a cosmetic skill. Leaders are encouraged to think about how messages are received, not just how they are intended. The emphasis on clarity and restraint also reflects the realities of crisis leadership in tense environments. Careless speech can damage morale, weaken credibility, or provoke resistance. By presenting Lincoln as both articulate and self-controlled, the book shows that communication is most powerful when it combines empathy, precision, and a willingness to listen before responding. Lastly, crisis leadership means focus, resilience, and action under pressure. The book's title points to its final major theme: leadership during difficult and unstable times. Phillips presents Lincoln as a model of endurance because he did not try to solve every problem at once. Instead, he focused on the most urgent challenge, maintained initiative, and adjusted as conditions changed. This reflects the book's broader belief that effective leaders must be able to prioritize under pressure and avoid being overwhelmed by complexity. Lincoln's resilience is also important because the book treats toughness as a combination of patience and decisive action, not aggression. He is shown as willing to absorb criticism, endure uncertainty, and continue moving forward. That makes the book especially relevant to executives facing conflict, organizational change, or public scrutiny. It does not promise easy solutions. Rather, it argues that disciplined attention, emotional control, and strategic patience are essential when circumstances are unstable. The practical value of this theme is that it turns crisis into a test of leadership habits. In Phillips's framing, a leader's real character and competence become visible precisely when the situation is hardest. In conclusion, Lincoln on Leadership is best suited for readers who want leadership advice anchored in a historically tested example rather than a purely theoretical framework. Executives, managers, public sector leaders, military readers, and students of leadership history will find it useful because it connects concrete leadership behaviors to a figure whose decisions were made under extraordinary pressure. The book offers practical benefits in several areas: strengthening trust, improving communication, using disagreement productively, and staying decisive during crisis. It also has intellectual value because it shows how historical biography can be converted into a leadership model without losing the importance of character and context. What distinguishes it from many books in the same genre is its tight focus on Lincoln's day-to-day leadership habits and its insistence that ethical character, not just strategic cleverness, is the basis of durable authority. Readers looking for a concise, historically grounded study of leadership under stress will find it more specific and credible than many generalized business titles. If you would like to support Donald T. Phillips, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.